If you're a guy, what do you wish other guys would stop doing? 1-800-330-9999. There's this article that was going around where guys were pretty much just begging each other to stop doing these really cliche things. And it made me giggle because, I don't know, you don't think of guys telling each other to do things like this. You know, Raven?
No. Only girls are the ones that go ahead and give their opinions to other people unsolicited. Come on. Of course guys talk amongst each other. We just don't talk about the conversations that we have with other guys with girls.
I'm looking over this list. Guys wish guys would stop fighting over women. Let her go. Move on. Mm. Getting into a fist fight over a lady because you both like her isn't worth it. Thought that was smart.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool until you're about 15, 16 years old, right? And then you realize that there's a whole lot of people out there. Big conflicts have been started over women. Troy! Let's look at the Battle of Troy!
Guys wish guys would stop going to the bathroom on the floor in front of the urinal. What is wrong with you? Now everyone else has to step in your stuff or try long distance going to the bathroom.
The truth is when I see that, I think of a weak prostate, but I don't know what's going on there. Maybe you're right. They're just not paying attention.
Here's a big one. Yeah. Guys wish guys would want them to stop telling other men to not cry. Like, don't tell guys not to cry. Be a man. Man up. Bro up, yo.
I think it's better to cry now when you're a guy, right? It's better to accept that you can cry now.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. We have way too many guys that work on this show. Let's do roundtable. Producer John, what do you wish other guys would start doing?
I wish other guys would stop blaming all their problems on being a nice guy. You see this on internet forums all the time. I can't, I don't have a better job because I'm too nice a guy. Mm. I can't get someone to go on a date with me because I'm too nice. Like, listen, I'm not Mr. Super Successful, but it's not because I'm a nice guy. It's because I spent 20 years playing guitar and I thought that would magically make me money. But, like, stop blaming your problems on the fact that you're too nice. You're not too nice. You just need to get after it.
I feel like this is a little bit of a confessional. He's like,
it's a bit of a confession.
He's like, I play guitar. I've been a little bit selfish in my life. And also, I'm not nice.
Also that.
I feel like
also
that was pretty revealing, actually. Wow. Is that, like, therapeutic? All right.
I feel good.
Producer Sean, what do you wish guys would stop doing?
Guys, stop telling me that cleaning is a quote-unquote woman's job. Okay, the three of you all know me. You know I love to clean. I'm very OCD. I hate when guys tell me, "Oh, that's a woman's job. That's skirt work." No, it's not.
Wow, skirt work.
That's
a word. I don't like that. I don't like it either.
I knew instantly you weren't going to say. I knew instantly you weren't going to like that. Yeah, no surprise.
It's terrible. It's sexist. Yes.
That would be a sexist line. Yes.
Yeah. I'm married to a guy that's a cleaner. Let me tell you, it was the smartest thing I ever did in my life. Right now,
I wish guys would stop acting like they like working out. Like, you don't like working out. Don't lie to me, all right? You're going to the gym, you're doing your thing and all that stuff. Don't tell me you like working out. Oh, now you like working out?
I kind of like it a little bit.
Now you like working out.
I kind of like it a little
bit. John's a nice guy who likes working out.
That's right. Yeah. You know, that's right.
He's unsuccessful.
You remember, too, I told you, Anna, the other night, I had to go to the hospital, and I was so offended by something that a stranger, started talking to me in the lobby about a girl that walked in. The girl was pregnant, for God's sakes. Mm. You're talking about a girl that you don't have any idea who she is or what she's about, and you're talking about her saying something that you would never have the guts to ever say in her presence or out loud around her. Yeah, it's like, disgusting. Dude, don't talk to me. I'm not your friend.
No.
Mr. Yeah. Random in the hospital. No.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. If you're a guy, what do you wish other guys would stop doing? What do guys wish other guys would stop doing? 1-800-330-9999. This list went viral online, and it was eye-opening how even guys realize that when other men do this, they look ridiculous. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, I hope they're listening. If I'm in the bathroom doing my thing, don't come up to the urinal right next to me. Hello, like they're on their phone and they're not paying attention or like whatever, they want to get to know me. Hey, I'm going to the bathroom, okay? There are five other urinals on either side of me. Give me a break. Don't go right next to me.
It is so odd. You know what happened to me, Anna? So they've got us going downstairs right now. Our building is being renovated where the station is. So they've got us going downstairs to use the bathroom. So I go downstairs. There's a set time of day, and it's a time of day where nobody else should really be around doing anything. They just got to work at that point, right? But there must be a contractor or something that's working in the building, Anna. They hide in the bathroom. So I come in the bathroom. They've already been in the bathroom for God knows how long. It's silent in there. I mean, if it's silent in the bathroom, that says to me, you're done with your business. So I come in. I use the stall, This is my after show time. So I take my time, Anna Zapp. And I leave, and they're still in the other stall.
That's because they have earbuds in, and they're watching the newest Netflix series and catching up.
Like, I mean, that's gross.
I think that there's a whole group of people that hide in the bathrooms. I really do, at work. I think that that's like a thing. I think people find that as their safe spot. Because your boss can't yell at you because you're on the toilet.
I mean, sooner or later he can. I've seen the same shoes leave from the stall next to me. Spent my time in there and then come in and get another stall. Like, what's happening there?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you wish other guys would stop doing?
I wish other guys would stop lusting over my girlfriend and then telling me I'm a lucky guy. Mm. I feel like guys say it like it's a compliment or something. Like, wow, you're a lucky guy. And they're like, yeah, I know I am. You don't have to, you know, tell me that you're having, you know, thoughts about my girlfriend.
Stop, stop undressing my wife with your eyes. Right. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I could see how that's annoying.
You're creeping out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm checking out your girl, but it's okay because I'm letting you know that I know it's your girl. Like, and how, you know, lucky you are that she's with you. And it's so annoying. It's just like, come on, man.
Anna and Raven, what do you wish other guys would stop doing?
Oh, I just wish that other guys would stop with the muscle cars. I mean, they're so loud. They blare through the neighborhood. They startle the crap out of you. They're obnoxious. And they're expensive. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing?
I don't get the muscle cars either. I'm on board with you with that.
Here's the thing. I support you having a real nice car, a vintage car or whatever like that, if you drive it, all right? If you're just somebody that just keeps it in the garage for something to stare at, I'm not down with that. I don't like that. On the other hand, if you got one of those cars that's just overly obnoxious and you're driving everywhere you're going like it's a race car and you put that exhaust on it because it's literally the loudest thing that you could buy, that seems like a bit much for me.
I agree.
Exactly.
I've got a friend. He just bought like one of these Hellcat things. It's like a Dodge. It's like a $90,000 car, and it's like a $100,000 car.
What?
And it's got like 800 horsepower or something like that. And it, seriously, and it drives like 210 miles per hour. And I'm like, where are you going to drive that thing? He doesn't have an answer for that.
CVS. He's going to go to CVS to pick up his medication.
CVS and back. Right.
Yeah. 200 miles per hour.
I guess so.